The nation's top kayak and canoe athletes are in Charlotte this weekend competing to represent the U.S. at this summer's Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro. They include a couple of paddlers who moved here to be near the U.S. National Whitewater Center where the trials are being held. WFAE's David Borax has this report.
Michal Smolin and Casey Eichfeld are exactly the kinds of athletes founders were hoping to attract when they built the U.S. National Whitewater Center near the Catawba River a decade ago. Smolin was born in Poland, and his dad, Rafal, is a U.S. team coach. The family originally moved to western North Carolina for its whitewater rivers. When he was 10, they moved to Gastonia.
When the Whitewater Center opened, we moved.
Former U.S. Olympic coach Bill Endicott says world-class kayakers like Smolin need a modern, year-round training site like this one. Europe has many, the U.S. just a handful.
It used to be the sport was contested on natural rivers, and, you know, world championships were on those. But then the Olympic standard has come to be artificial courses, and they're different from regular rivers.
He says man-made channels are narrower, there's more continuous whitewater, and it surges in ways a natural river doesn't.
All of those things mean that you have to train on artificial courses if you want to, you know, do well in world championships or Olympics.
Canoe and kayak slalom is similar to downhill skiing. As they paddle down the rushing stream, competitors have to navigate a series of gates, poles hanging from an overhead wire. They enter some while heading downstream, others by paddling back upstream. The course is several hundred meters long and takes about 90 seconds. Smolin learned those skills and grew up in the sport at the Whitewater Center. Now 23, he's one of the top U.S. kayakers.
It really helped me make that transition from a young athlete to a more mature athlete, and I did a lot of training here. It definitely shaped me as an athlete.
Smolin is a student at Belmont Abbey College, but thanks to support from the U.S. Olympic Committee and sponsors, he's training full-time.
Now I'm kind of putting my education on hold to focus on this.
Smolin qualified for the 2012 London Olympics, but couldn't obtain U.S. citizenship in time. He got that in 2013. Now, after finishing third in the World Championships last fall in London, he's on his way to making the team for Rio. All he needs is a top three finish this weekend or at a second round of trials next month in Oklahoma City. Casey Eichfeld is another top U.S. paddler with a good shot at making his third Olympics. He moved to Charlotte from Pennsylvania in 2007.
Up in Pennsylvania, we have plenty of natural rivers, but unfortunately, none of them are quite up to the elite standard that has become necessary at this point for training in order for me to be competitive with the best in the world.
The 26-year-old canoe slalom specialist lives on the riverfront in Mount Holly, across from the Whitewater Center.
To be able to paddle to work in 15 minutes instead of jumping in the car for a 30-minute commute is definitely an added bonus.
The center is about 11 miles west of uptown Charlotte. When it first opened, financial troubles made headlines. Those are a thing of the past. The park now not only hosts big events like the trials, but also draws daily visitors, 1 million a year. They come for hiking and biking, climbing, zip lines, and a restaurant and beer garden. These are the third Olympic trials since the center opened in 2006. More than 10,000 people are expected Friday and Saturday for the competition, as well as live music and fireworks, says spokesman Eric Osterhus.
It's a busy weekend for us, having the, you know, piece of the Olympic movement right here in Charlotte. Folks are drawn to that, you know, they're drawn to the rings, they want to see the competition.
The first canoe and kayak runs begin just after noon on Friday and at 1:30 Saturday afternoon. Live music begins at 6 on Saturday with fireworks scheduled for 9:30. You can find out more at usnwc.org. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.